You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
You got to use Harry's. That's right, Harry's. You get the razor, three blades, and you get Harry's shave cream or foaming gel. First of all, it's only $15, but if you use the promo code RACEWARS, you get $5 off. That's right, for a whole month, just $10 to shave. That's right, your hard, stupid, hairy face. They have this factory in Germany where they design their own blades. Huh? They design their own blades. That's right, and you get three blades. And you get the Harry's shave cream or foaming gel that is just, it's amazing. I'm telling you, it works. I use it for my whole head. That's right, Harry's. Use the promo code RACEWARS and get $5 off. That's right, only $10 for you to shave. Harry's. Check it out. It's the best. Race
Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby. Yeah.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power.
Excellent. Here we go.
Is it on now?
It's on now, you son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. I can't hear myself that good in my thing.
Oh, we finally hear.
Oh, that's better.
Race Wars. We can't say podcast. It's just Race Wars now.
Yeah, on Sirius Radio. Opie really hooked us up with this.
Oh, Opie. I mean, I say a lot of bad things about the white man. I'll say that right now.
And he's as white as they come.
He's as white
if you see
as
him,
the driven snow.
He's doomsday prepper pigmented. Okay? But he's a lovely man.
God damn, that cracker came through.
You can't judge all white people like that.
I mean, it's so easy to, though, but...
Yeah, so we have a sweet deal where we're on Sirius now on Opie Radio.
I can't believe it.
And also, our podcast still exists, so you'll be able to catch it on Sirius.
Yes, you'll get that on Thursdays on iTunes and SoundCloud. But yeah, we're here in the Sirius building.
So we got to, I guess, re-explain the show in case you haven't already listened to the podcast, Race Wars. But Sherrod and I, a while back, we were getting in an argument about Paula Deen, right?
Yes.
That's how we decided to make this.
Yes, it was a would or wouldn't you.
Yeah, because Paula Deen, as you know, I feel like her real crime was she just was cooking with too much butter, but they couldn't get her on that, right? So they had
had to go with the race thing.
Yeah, they had to Al Capone charge her with some N-word thing from the 80s. So that's what happened. But Sherrod, you were like, no, don't say it, because she was saying she got robbed.
Right.
And you were like, I don't care, don't say it. Right? Remember you said
something? Yeah, she said she can say the word nigger because she got robbed by a nigger. So that gives her the right to say nigger.
Right. And then my argument was like, look, if you rob me, I'm probably going to say some really unchristian shit.
Yes, in the moment, you can say whatever you want.
No,
if
you said, hey, nigger,
bring back my bag, I'm for that. Because somebody just brought up your bag. You ain't going to say, hey, black person.
But that is what she did. Well, listen, that's what she claimed she did when they asked her, I guess, in court. Anyway, we got in this whole fight. And meanwhile, I keep saying the N-word like a moron. So
and it
we
made
have
you
a,
look like a child. Like
yeah,
a child who can't say a word.
You can't just discuss the thing. How do you just not discuss the word? So anyway, we have a little ceremony that we do. Okay?
We do. We do it every, you know, few shows. We don't do it every show, but we do it enough. I give Kurt the power.
Yeah, it's just within... explain it a little better first, because it's such a huge responsibility.
It is a big thing. It's a lot of responsibility, and with great responsibility comes great responsibility.
It's okay.
No? Lewis?
Listen, it's a very difficult topic to talk about, but I'm not saying the N-word sounds stupid. It's not to harm anyone, and it's not a hood pass. No one's claiming a hood pass
here. No one would ever give you a hood pass.
There's no such thing as that.
No.
Okay? It's merely a ceremony, just so if we have to discuss the terrible...
If it comes up!
Yeah. A terrible word.
Yeah.
So without having to say the N-word, Sherrod, what happened?
I'm within my jurisdiction to give you...
Oh, what? I can't hear myself no more.
Oh. I think Sirius already shut Kurt down. They already shut down Kurt.
Wow. Maybe I touched something. Sherrod lays his dick on my shoulder.
It's a penis or a dick. Yeah, it is dicky.
And we play a special song we have that grants me the power.
Yes.
And any guest that chooses to wield this power to just say the word.
Paul doesn't have it.
You don't have the song?
You don't have the song, Paul?
No, not in the system right now.
Oh, shit.
Is that your way of calling me the N-word, Paul?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, dude.
If you're going to get it put in the system, he'll go put it in the system.
All right, we'll have to hold off on it, man.
But we'll play the song later, and we'll grant you the power. And we got to also tell the fans the reason we called the show Race Wars in the first place.
Yeah.
It's just to keep sensitive people away.
Yeah.
Because we talk about everything.
Right.
But if you listen to a show called Race Wars, and then you go to somebody who's like, hey, I'm offended, I heard some stuff, and they're going to say, hey, what's the name of the show you heard it on? Today's Show?
Yeah.
Or Good Morning America?
It's
they're
going
to say,
Race
no, Race Wars. And then you look like an idiot getting angry at people who talk. They're going to be like, what the hell are you listening to that for?
Dude, I'll tell you the exact kind of person this show's not for, okay? Because I just read, you know, remember you told me gleefully about Jared from Subway?
Oh, yes.
Last night.
When I broke the story?
I kind of even didn't believe you it was really happening, but you're right. Like, the guy really, you know.
I told you.
Yeah, and then remember immediately we made jokes about it, like, you know, that's why those pants were so big.
Because he wanted to fill it up with kids?
Yeah, they were filled with boys.
You know? It was a sanctuary, more of a boy house than a bear pants.
We said a lot of terrible things, like, man, eat fresh. He really meant that shit, you know?
He took it to heart. You can't get fresher than a toddler.
So I'm reading. Oh, wait, I gotta
according
find this
to the
thing.
News reports.
Okay, so that's your first. You're a comic, right? I'm like, that's your first thing. When you hear Jared from fucking Subway,
I went straight for
Subway,
the jokes.
Right?
Yes.
What? Like, what's gonna just spill into your head immediately? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm even sorry to read this, but this is the kind of person that this show's not for you. Okay. So this is what this guy writes on. It's on like some cards. This is just some guy's blog about it.
Okay.
All right. Just his reaction. When I woke up this morning, I came into the kitchen to find my wife at the computer. She looked up at me and said, the FBI raided Jared from Subway's house today, thinking my day would be brightened by the spicy zest of a drug ring, or maybe even some kind of massive Subway weight loss fraud. I immediately brightened up. Nice, I said. My salacious blogger's appetite whetted like, I'm not reading the rest of that. But my wife just stared at me, and then I knew. It was child porn, wasn't it? How did you know? She asked. Because otherwise, this would be hilarious, I answered. But it's not hilarious. Is Jared Fogle go? It's fucking hilarious, you moron.
It's so, pretty funny.
Look, that's a way a guy thinks when he hears that. Like, there's nothing funny about this.
What?
Okay, and your first instinct is that it could be funny if it was a drug. That would be funnier if he was caught with drugs.
It's hilarious.
Than with child porn. That would be funnier.
One of the things that came to mind that I also got from Andrew was every time you saw Jared hold up those extra, extra large pants, he was thinking about removing some extra, extra small ones.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so like that's.
I'm just keeping it 100. I'm a comic. That's how I react to stuff, to tragedy.
Oh my God, we got to get that song out. When is Colin coming?
The song's coming. We're going to bring Colin in a couple
of
minutes.
Oh, yeah, and also, sorry, Chris Rock's not here. He was supposed
to. Oh, yeah,
to
he canceled out. But you know, the white man still came through for us, huh, Kurt?
Well, he's working on Amy's thing.
He's editing Amy's thing. Some things went long, but he said it will be on an episode very soon. So what can you do?
Chris directed the Amy Schumer HBO
he's
special.
He's come through for me a lot of times, but we'll still tear him a new ass on here for not showing up. Like a nigga.
What?
You can't say it yet, Kurt, because we couldn't find a song. But I can say it.
Oh,
got the song?
My God. You got it?
Like,
oh, thank God. All right, so Sherrod, you got to get over here, right?
Yeah, so you got the song. Can we cue it up? You know, Paul's saying he still don't have it.
Right. And mush it into me good.
Wait till he gives me a thumbs up.
Okay. Now, just understand, this is just for purposes of so we can have a regular discussion.
Yeah.
Like when Obama went on Marin's podcast and people got mad at him, like he used the N-word for the most inoffensive use of the N-word.
Yes. Explain it. Explain
so
the word.
We're not on board your magic word thing, I guess is what I'm saying. So it's not to hurt nobody, but it's just so we could talk normal.
Yeah.
And,
Obama didn't walk in there and say, hey, Mark Maron, nigga, I'm here.
Oh, it don't work.
But that's what he should have did. I would have voted for a third term, if possible.
I want to see what's happening. Is it happening?
There's a lot of white people whispering in here. That's one thing I don't
Dude,
like about Sirius.
Because Opie told me, like, just don't do the Adam. But, you know, there's a reasonable amount of offensive you could be on here, right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean,
which I don't intend.
Yeah.
But, you know, I assumed it was.
It's people who say worse things on this network.
Like Don Lemon. Had the nerve to write it on a sign and hold it up.
Yeah, what a nigga to do that, huh? Don Lemon, he didn't get fired, though. They didn't fire him.
I know.
Like Don Lemon. Lemon. We got to get him on the show.
Were you against him for the, you know, why didn't you bite his penis thing about Cosby?
Well, he was going kind of hard with the, speaking of Cosby, that deposition came out from 2005.
Yeah, but just.
I think he was kind of heavy-handed when he asked the Cosby accuser, why didn't she think to bite his penis?
I know.
I mean, she should have thought about it, but he shouldn't be the one asking about it. He's wrong for saying it, but hey,
that's
bitch,
like when I
you?
Had that guy massaging my back on that plane. Did I tell you that when I flew to Portland?
What?
He seemed like a nice old man, and he gave me the window seat, okay?
Right?
Because I get the 2 inches of extra room you can get for like $12 on like Delta, right? So I think, cheap man's first class, right?
Right.
But usually two other monsters my size also thought that. So we all just get packed in like animals, right? And this old man goes, Kurt, why don't you just take the window seat? He didn't know my name. I just said Kurt like he addressed me by name. He offered me the window seat, and I took it, and I fell asleep with my head down on the tray, on the food tray, okay? Like, it's my desk at school. I sleep like an asshole, okay? And I woke up because the dude, I guess, wanted to take pictures out the window. So he just leaned over into my back and just, like, nestled his elbows into my back to, like, brace himself to take pictures out the window. So I just, like, woke up to that.
What?
Like, dude. Well,
first of all, how did you know it was his elbows nestled into your back?
Because
and not a cock?
It was kind of moving them a little, like not enough to like.
That'd be like cock movement, but
well,
like elbow.
You know
movement.
What I did? I just fucking froze and pretended to be asleep until
and
he finished.
And enjoyed it.
I don't know. He finished on my back and I didn't say anything. Okay. I just let him do it to me because I was so awkward.
What?
So I get it. And you know what? I know that you were probably like, Kurt, what, couldn't you have bitten his penis or something? And fair enough, I probably could have. That's how I always rehearsed it in my head, that I would bite the guy's penis, but...
Wait, is it... Now, getting back to this Jared thing, speaking of all this man-on-man stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this old man
you
on you.
You don't know that it's...
Is it a video out? Do they have video?
Oh, we're good? Oh, we got the thing? Oh, awesome.
Do they have video first? Do they have video of Jared...
doing something?
Yes.
No, listen, he's not arrested. Jared's... Here's what it is. A guy that ran his Jared Fogle...
Charity.
Foundation,
right?
Which I don't even know why he has one.
Are they giving sandwiches to homeless people, or like they sending sandwiches to fucking Ethiopia for houses? It's like, here, live in this Chipotle chicken sandwich.
It's a boy ordering service. You know, like, okay. Send me a band of boys. That's how you order boys, by the band. I'll have one band of boys, please.
Is it like a Murder of Crows, but it's a band of boys?
Yeah, that's how they work at these people. So anyway,
they're efficient.
So the guy got busted with all this kiddie porn, running a ring, and he dropped a dime on Jared.
That's
okay?
How he did. As soon as they took him in, that's so when he ran in Jared's house.
Yeah, but all they did was take Jared's stuff. As far as I know, he's not under arrest, and they don't have anything. It might just be this guy saying this, but...
You know what
just...
the dude said? As soon as the feds got him, he was like this. I can get you Jared. Listen, I know I'm in big trouble.
Jared couldn't...
I can bring down the sandwich king.
I mean, he couldn't have more looked like a pedophile. This is what's not helping him right now, is he always... Just the khaki pants, like, quiet glasses look is so pedo looking.
It's so pedo.
He looks like that guy that said he murdered JonBenet to get a free ride back.
That son of a bitch was in Thailand with no
money.
They wear the
same outfit.
He was in Thailand with no money and said, you know what? I know how to get home. I killed JonBenet Ramsey, and I'd do it again. And they went over there and rescued him. America's stupid as shit.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
We really wanted to solve that.
We should have left him over there.
What, to face Thai justice?
Yes. Oh, I went to that restaurant. It's on 13th Street. It's real good.
Thai Justice.
Thai Justice. It's delicious. Not going to lie to you.
All right. Is this music ready?
The music's ready. Let's play the He-Man music.
Okay, but you
so
gotta
you
come
can
over
finally
here.
See. I can reach you from here. We're talking about my
with
cock, right?
All right. Because it's on camera.
Let's hit it. Oh, play it. Bring your shoulder down, son.
All right.
These chairs are high up.
I can't talk. All right. Whoa. He got in there. All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Give it.
Yeah. You feel it?
Yeah.
Do you feel the power?
Yes.
Do you feel the power entering your body, Kurt? I have the power! Nigger.
Wow, I really felt your dick for real, dude.
You made it move a little. I'm
beyond
honest.
Anything of making a joke for anything.
I mean...
All right, you can cut the ceremonial music.
Nigger. That's John singing that, by the way. White boy
God.
John did the chorus on that song.
He really did just mash his shit into me like that. And can I tell you something? It was worth it. Just to say nigger. Oh, yeah. By the way, if that sounds stupid to anybody, our ceremony, it's just that was like a little bit less stupid than
saying the N-word.
N-word. That's why we have that ceremony.
Exactly.
I'll do just a slightly less retarded thing. Oh, shit. I got to have somebody slow fuck my shoulder. By the way, did you know, what's the new thing? Because you really shouldn't say that, right? The R-word?
The R word? Retarded?
Yeah, we'll just go over the gist of our show with our magic word thing that we're today. Because I genuinely believe you're supposed to stop saying that, right?
We got to bring Colin in. Like, it was
why wasn't Colin in?
Right. Because we had to explain the show. We had to get out. We had to, you know, get it running.
Oh, Colin's probably...
What is your problem?
We can ask him about his movie daughter and her racist rants.
Wait, can we bring Colin in? Why does he have to be in there?
Bring Colin in here so we can talk about his movie daughter. Hey, Colin.
You guys stink.
And her...
We do. I don't even understand why Colin was outside.
Yeah, I don't know.
Both of you are responsible, and it's infuriating me. Kurt's fake bewilderment and Sherrod's really doesn't give a shit. Both of you are infuriating me right now.
What's going on, guys? I said get Colin in here.
Oh, man. Get him in here. Colin, come around here.
Yeah, well, come in.
We can talk about Amy, the whole thing that went down to Amy. Explain it, Kurt. Amy Schumer, the whole racist thing.
Oh, I'm sure she would love for me to do that.
I know she would.
She apologized for a joke from her old special.
Get in here.
Listen, but I don't want to be...
No, don't try to don't gloss it over, because you work on the show.
And that's why I will gloss it right over.
No, listen, I just want to know what happened.
Oh,
you know,
the new studio, they did some job.
Bring a chair in for Colin.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Who's running this place? But yeah, something that apparently it's like an old Amy Schumer joke that somebody got bent out of shape for.
The joke's a funny joke, dude. Oh, and you know who's coming in here right now, Colin?
Who?
Hatem Gaber.
Right.
Yeah, our Egyptian pal, Hatem Gaber.
You guys got...
Who Sherrod pointed out...
You guys got the A-list, Al-Qaeda.
That's who we got to replace Chris Rock, was Hatem.
Yes, they're both terrorists.
Yeah, in their own ways.
These things don't even work.
Exactly the same way. Those are not working.
Did we just plug... We just plugged Colin's headphones into a trash can to humor him?
Is it worse?
That he had a headset?
Now listen, what's going on with Amy? Stop glossing over.
All right, I'll tell you the joke.
Colin raised her in that movie. Let him explain it. He's the father.
Colin, you're Amy's father, right?
Yeah.
The joke that she apologized for, that I don't want to dwell too much on, you know. But you know, the Mexican,
she's like
she used to date Hispanic men, but now she prefers consensual.
Yeah. La 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 bamba.
So she apologized, and then hopefully that's the end of that for her.
It's not the end. I blame you for that, Kurt.
Oh, I shouldn't have written it. You're right.
That's a damn good joke.
Well,
it's
a great joke. Because in the Washington Post, there's
I know, I read that.
But
nonsense.
do you like this? That Andrew said it to us back in the office. It was not somebody Latin writing this article. It was a white man and a black woman to kind of equal a Puerto Rican.
Right.
If you mash them together,
we couldn't find an actual upset Latino, so we just got a white and a black.
If they had a baby, it would look Latino.
No, whatever. By the way, I got no problem apologizing for anything, but I'll apologize to the person. I don't want to apologize on behalf of, you know.
But the Latinos are taking a lot of heat right now with the whole Trump thing. Colin, you say you're voting for Trump. What do you think is going on with all this?
You know, it's just a disaster. What do you think's going on with what?
With Trump, whole race, the whole Latino, the pressure's on the Latinos now.
What pressure?
Stop raping.
to give up the raping.
You heard what Trump said.
This one dude shot the girl on a boardwalk in a...
What's that? Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is the hot topic, Colin.
How's the pressure on them?
I mean, on the Latinos?
Yeah.
Because they're trying to get in the country and stay. Some are illegal. Some are not illegal, but who's going to check paperwork when you yell obscenities at somebody?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
All right, God, get them out of here.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying that... that Latinos are suddenly being harassed?
Yes.
Now, I mean, let's not act like this country harasses anybody. This country's the easiest going goddamn place on the fucking planet.
Well, I say least racist, I would say America.
The least racist.
Yeah.
So would I too, but I think we might get disagreement on our left.
Yes, I disagree with you guys.
Oh, Jesus.
Sons of bitches, what's so not racist about America?
Well, who's less racist?
Hey, that's a tough question.
No, America's terribly racist. But America's terribly racist, but we're one of the least racist,
who's
is what I'm saying.
Less racist than...
Even though we're terribly racist, we're one of the least racist places.
Okay, I give you that.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I give you that.
Look.
We're not the shining star we used to be.
No one's throwing, bananas on the field at a Giants game. And...
Well, they do that in Spain. I
banana,
get it.
Banana.
They still yell out, when Ichiro, you ain't even to a Yankee game. When Ichiro played for the Yankees, They used to say some of the most horrible things from the stands you ever hear in your life. And people holding their kids up like this. Ching chong, chingy chong. So that's our bananas.
Look,
we still have bananas.
My father was from a different time, Sharaj, and I try to explain that to you a lot. Pretty much every show. What is the show you're doing, Colin? What's your new show?
Oh, my new show's about New York back in the day. It's about the history of New York. It sounds boring, but you know my shows always sound boring.
It's not boring, no.
Your last show was great. The Constitution one?
Thanks.
Unbelievable.
Well, this show covers all the races and what they brought to New York, personality-wise. They created the New York personality. Starting with the Dutch, starting with the Native Americans, we call them.
Okay. Right.
The Lenape Indians. Then the Dutch, then the English, Irish, Italian, Jews, Puerto Rican, Black, and then the new immigrants. But really, the basic ones stop at Black as far as that personality, then the immigrants are the new thing.
Let's go back to the beginning now. Who? So did the Dutch get rid of the Indians?
Oh, boy, did they ever.
Yeah, they did.
Ooh.
I'm sure they touched a handful, too, didn't they?
What's that?
They mixed some breeds.
They just chopped them up.
Well, did you ever go to
chop them right up?
It made me laugh.
Dutch, the Dutch have changed. They're like the mellow people now.
Now they are.
They were motherfuckers back in the day.
Well, yeah, aren't they the Boers like in South Africa?
They were crazy. Yes.
Yeah.
South Africa. Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know Trevor?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Hello, Trevor. Trevor's a good dude.
He's a sweetheart of a...
You're a lovely person. So my accent was good.
They're animals. It's like the Dutch that's left in South Africa. They're worse than the Dutch in Holland.
The Dutch were crazy back then, yeah.
It's like the wood elves versus the classic, if you follow Lord of the Rings. It's like a different, like the war elves.
I don't know what that is.
They're elf people.
I think you're too big to be a nerd. That's my honest opinion.
He's got too much torso. I agree.
Nobody will.
You should have spent your childhood. You should spend your childhood lifting weights instead of fucking watching any horse shit.
Yeah, I was reading Colin. You're exactly right.
You know what I mean?
It was a big waste.
At least you were probably reading it just because it was a pot relay. When I was growing up, Lord of the Rings first come out.
Right.
And like even Led Zeppelin has like songs where they talk about Mulder or some bullshit like that from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Or the Hobbit.
That's like a lot of their songs are fucking wizard songs.
You know, I think we came up with something. Led Zeppelin is nerds.
Yeah.
All their songs. Talking about wizards and hobbits.
Yes. They're a bunch of damn nerds.
Well,
I don't like them anymore.
Speaking of nerds.
I've been saying that for years.
Do you go to L.A. ever, Sean?
Yes.
Did you ever do Meltdown? You know Kumail's show, Meltdown?
I've never done it. Yeah,
it's a hot nerd show.
Yeah.
It's a good show, actually. It's a really good show to do.
It's wall-to-wall Urkels, I hear.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Wall-to-wall Urks.
You know.
Who was the first black nerd? Urkel?
No. You got to go back to W.E.B. Du Bois? I'm going Du Bois.
I'll bet you the guy who invented... I would go back to the guy who invented...
Not Booker T. He wanted a trade.
Booker
but
T was a
nerd. E.B. was like, you got to go to school.
No, yeah. There's
so
a lot
So I would say W.E.B. Du Bois.
But acceptance of black nerds is like...
I'll say George Washington Carver was a damn nerd.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Who makes, fucking wires out of peanut shells? Yeah. Not a nerd.
Except a damn nerd.
Yeah.
So go ahead. So Kumail's show
So that's a heavy nerd show, right?
Did you like doing that show?
Yeah, I loved it. It was great. Dude, it's like you feel like you're fucking Superman in that nerd room.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
But why do you hate...
You should feel like Superman anyway. You should be lifting.
I'm going to do something about...
How tall are you?
6'4".
Oh, Jesus
Ain't
Christ.
Ain't that annoying?
About 6'4". I'd be retiring from
Can
the
I
NFL
tell you
right now.
I just...
If he was a black kid, he would have went to college. He wasted his height on him. He could have sent a black kid from Bedside of college for free.
What kind of hops do you have? Anything?
What kind of what?
You heightus?
Hops?
Yeah, like jumping ability.
Oh, no.
No, I don't...
Kurt ain't jumped in 7 years.
I'm like a Frankenstein, dude. There's no...
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, listen, it's all been wasted. Okay? I squandered my talents and gifts.
Wait, Keith.
When the master returns,
that's why we became comedians.
When the master returns, I will tell him how cruel he was, and I feared.
Kurt did nothing athletic. Like, what? You did something athletic in school or something ever?
No, I was kind of good sometimes at some shit, but I didn't like it.
And he grew up in Tom's River. It's like, how are you not on a little
league
team?
What?
You
this
fucking
kid,
nothing.
You know what? I had a buddy I grew up with on my block who was his friends are like kind of pick on you, but they're like your friends.
Yeah.
So they used to make me in the mornings play football with them at the bus stop because they just needed a guy.
Right.
And like I would even try to wait and try to be late, and they'd all be at my back door making me.
Because they needed a guy.
So I did learn how to throw a fucking football, but I didn't want to. But they
let you be the quarterback?
Yeah, I couldn't. So
what a bunch of bullies. Hey, we want you to have the star position on our team.
They wanted me for the quarterback, and that's what they wanted me for. And I was like avoiding
not bad.
It. I know, but I was.
He hated it.
Listen, I was a filthy nerd.
They were
the only
Italian,
thing.
Huh?
Dude, the only thing that really has ever helped me was when I started in all those black rooms, they really just
we helped
kicked
you.
The like the poet out of me.
It's
you know?
True.
And it's, black people, I'm very grateful to black people.
The thing about black people is, I'll tell you exactly about black people. Yeah. Comedy. They don't like, first of all, they don't like ironic shit. They don't like that ironic stuff at all.
No.
Then now they do. They, listen, no, they don't. It's catching on.
We don't like it. They're pretending to be your friend, stupid.
Sherrod, I know you like don't, but ironic. You're going to die. And the new ones are coming that
they don't like,
it.
That tongue-in-cheek ironic shit. I'm talking about the audience.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about
the black crowds I like.
I'm not talking about some all black act.
Right.
I'm talking fucking Team Breezy sitting in that fucking getting their hair did for fucking Kevin Hart show. Those sisters, the fucking Dwayne Reed and fucking corrections officers.
Right.
I'm talking about the audience.
Yes. Yes, they come out on union night at the club. If you work at the nursing place and you work, you cash your check on Fulton, you come through tonight.
Oh, I've had my
the ones that can, they don't give a damn that Chris Brown beat Rihanna. Like, good as he look, he could hit me anytime.
Yeah, you're goddamn right.
He is a handsome fella.
It is beautiful to watch that. Like, I've seen people, too, go in. I won't even say who I've seen, but I've seen people go in. Remember at the Boston, the Urban Night?
Oh, yeah. Sunday nights. Which, by talent and Will Night.
That was a good fucking, if you were new, that was a good black room, because the New Jack spot, they called it, the crowd was pretty, like, cool, because they understood. But if you were getting paid, then they were, like, way harder. But I always thought they were fair, do you know what I mean?
Oh, they were fair crowd. They were
and
fair
I saw
crowd.
quite a few black nerds, like, go in
it?
There and come out, yeah. I didn't,
eat it.
Somebody, I saw somebody come out in tears. Wiser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about? Wiser. You're talking about somebody in particular, though.
Well, about black nerds.
Yeah, whatever. We don't have to get into it.
Fucking awful.
That should be a new magazine instead of page. Black nerds.
I've seen it before.
You described it enough that I know who you're talking about.
Okay.
Who came out crying?
Well, we're old.
Who came out crying?
I've seen
it. Crying. No,
I've seen. Listen, I've seen more than one crying in my time doing the chill-in circuit.
Yeah. Nothing's funnier than my friend told me the worst thing you'd be as a comedian is to cry. And then some friend of mine was in Denver and he said the opening act was a little drunk and the crowd's like going boo and he goes, come on. And started crying into the mic.
No, he did not.
That actually sounds like a good,
my God, that's the
a
worst
good
nightmare.
Move out of that.
That sounds funny. He just started crying and the crowd's like, what are you kidding me? The crowd's like, fuck you. One thing about the crowd, they turn on you. That's it. They don't give a shit.
I know.
They're not going to make up for you crying.
They don't see themselves. The crowd in comedy never sees themselves as like the same people that were like yelling at me. Mel Gibson and Braveheart.
Yeah.
Spitting on it. That's just what they become. Oh, they're fucking beasts. Who are they kidding? Oh, yeah. Paula Deen's in trouble, huh?
Yeah. No, but this is an old picture.
No. The thing is, her social media person, she has a social media person. Apparently, they were sitting on this picture and said to themselves, well, next time she pisses me off, I'm putting this out. Because this picture aired 2 years ago. It aired 2 years ago on her show, though.
What a world.
This was on television.
But I don't understand why the guy is, what, is the son supposed to be like him?
He's Ricky
Latino?
Ricardo.
He's Ricky Ricardo.
But you know what's funny, Colin,
well,
right?
Who's the old man supposed to be? Your son's a Ricky Ricardo? That's creepy.
The old man
is creepy.
I don't know, Fred or
that's
something?
That's a good point.
Is he Fred?
Yeah. He's Fred Mertz?
I don't know.
Why did he do his hands? He only did his head.
But this is what's funny,
Ricky was Cuban. He was kind of light skin.
I don't give a shit at all about brown face. I'm like, I'm not at all. Brown your face. I don't give a fuck. But when I watched that show, Black and White, he looked just like a white guy. He could have not browned it and looked just like Ricky Ricardo just standing
next
to
him. Well,
that's
the point is Ricky was kind of a light skinned Cubano.
Right. I was like, he's kind of white for
it was black and white, so he was white.
Ricky Ricardo is not this brown.
No.
Maybe it's a different.
That's how they saw it through their eyes.
Ooh, through their prism of their eyes.
Yeah. Nigga, hey.
But, like, do you give a shit how Paula Deen? Do black people give a
Listen
shit about
me.
Answer for all of them.
Okay, that's what I'm here for.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Let me tell
and
you,
Lewis, you back
Deen
me up
story.
On this.
If we live in an, I don't want to live in an America where a lady from Georgia got robbed by a black guy and she can't use the N-word to the sheriff. Because, first of all,
right.
He's trying to understand what she's saying. He's like, Paula, what happened? She's like, well, sheriff, African American, hold on. Paula, what the hell's going on? Sheriff, a black... Whatever. Okay.
Did you hear the...
Well, she said it after she said it to the sheriff, though, right?
Did
she
you
said she
that?
Can say it forever because she got robbed that one time.
No, she said it once, I thought.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I can't remember
I thought she was
story.
Mixing it into, like, the
That's
biscuits.
That's the problem. You thought that was our thing?
That's right.
Hey, people can call in, right?
Yes, we got people calling in right now. This is what I want to know. Do... talk to Colin right here.
Okay, but
first of all, you guys been doing this how long? Hey, people can call in, right?
We had a
podcast.
You guys are
professional jerks.
People no, we're not.
John's listen. John's our producer. He makes our thing work.
Fuck off.
And now we have our new all these other people.
How does this clicky thing work?
I don't know how to do stuff.
You guys are real pros back here.
We're not.
Oh, this lady died.
I don't like the fact that all you sons of bitches are sitting here deciding whether the show's going to work or not. They're judging us.
Well, it's not. Did you hear our ceremony? It's not going to work.
What ceremony? I couldn't hear nothing. To say the word nigger. Because you kept me on the outside.
Oh, yeah. It's to say the word nigger instead of N-word, just for discussion.
Excuse me?
You heard
for discussion purposes, we say nigger instead of N-word.
Oh, Lord.
But we had a ceremony. It's fine.
Lady Di? Yeah, that's Lady Di on the phone. She want to talk to Colin.
All right.
Lady Di is a handful. All right.
Who is that?
She has a lot of racial opinion. She lives in Elizabeth.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going there, Lady Di?
Hi, Lady Di.
Hi, Sherrod. How's everything? Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Colin.
Hi, Di.
How's everything?
Oh, good, gorgeous. What are you doing?
Right now I'm watching Full House.
Oh, no.
Is it a new episode? You fucking animal.
No, it's not a brand new episode, Colin. No, it ain't.
They're coming out with a movie.
What, Full House?
But the Olsen twins won't be in it.
Yeah, the Olsen twins, the only one's not in it. But, other people ran to it. And John Stamos.
No. They're going to, John Stamos, right.
What question you got for Colin, Lady Di?
Colin, when are we going to go out to the Olive Garden like you promised?
Oh.
When Colin's Italian family gets together? It's a feat.
Lady Di, this is a racial show. It's not a dating show. We can't talk about that right now.
Okay. No. Seriously.
It's a racial show.
The question I have for Colin is, your book, okay, when is it going to be available in Elizabeth, New Jersey? In other words, if I
what?
Go to a bookstore around here and I could buy one.
Oh, not a girl, Elizabeth.
First of all, you know there's no bookstores in Elizabeth. Second of all.
No. Actually,
what?
On Route 22.
There's no bookstore.
Route 22, exactly.
I went to Elizabeth to try to get a repo man job one time. That's
you
how
did?
Much there's not books in Elizabeth.
Well, she said on Route 22 there's what, a Barnes & Noble?
Barnes & Noble, I think, is in Westfield on 22. So I was wrong. It's not in Elizabeth, but it's in Westfield.
All right, yes. The book's going to be available ASAP, Lady Di, right? Is it what?
Hey, everyone, we're not being too controversial with this phone call, are we?
I just don't want to cross the line on a racial show. Wait, hold on.
Lady Di, let me tell you one thing. Dropped her. I just dropped it.
Holy shit.
Drop the call right there. Huh?
All
that's
right,
the one
so
thing
look.
I wanted to tell her. Beat it.
Here's the...
Route 22.
God bless. I do love her.
I love her too.
I don't know her and I like her fine. But the thing I want to... If someone's going to call in... Because you and me, right, the whole reason we have the nigger ceremony, right, is because we're against their words are bad. It's just how you're saying
it. It's just a word,
How you're using it is all that matters.
Go ahead. Yeah,
okay. So is that wrong? So if you think like that's... Like, this word has to die. Like you have that fucking... Who's that? What's that? Like Maya Angelou voice about it? You know, like that word. Are you like Alanya? Yeah. How did you feel when your mother called you a bitch? You know, that dramatic.
I remember Colin years ago told my girlfriend Marissa.
Yeah.
Because she's like, he always calls me names. He calls me Kike and all that because he's Jewish.
Yeah.
And we just playing around. He's like, next time he call your name, you look him right in his eyes and you say, you look you nice. And replace nigga with nice.
Oh, that's pretty great.
She still uses it to this day.
Yeah.
Can you pick your shirt up? You're nice.
Yeah. No, I really feel like if we paid slave reparations, I could be enjoying nigger all the time.
You
without
would have it.
A dick on my shoulder.
You would have it if I could get a fucking home loan.
Let's not pretend it's not the funnest fucking word. I see how fun it is. I what? See how much fun it is.
The word?
Yeah.
It's fun to say.
It is.
That's why people sleep on guns. Guns are fun to shoot.
You goddamn right they are.
You ever shot a gun? Guns are so fun. Yeah. I don't know, hey, guns kill, whatever. Come on, bud.
Yeah.
Take a gun, go in the woods, and shoot some shit.
Colin, do you think...
It's going to be the best day of your life.
Do you think Jared's a pedophile? Jared from somewhere?
Oh, my God. Isn't that sad? But then... The sad thing is, if you accuse anyone of pedophilia, immediately you go,
it's over.
Oh, yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
No, that's just what we said.
They look guilty.
Because his khaki pants and
you
the tucked in thing.
Because you see everything in him that used to sneak into your room.
Going to this nerd's room.
Oh, my God. By the way, the best thing from the last show you had, the Constitution one.
Yeah.
This is the best point about how ugly people and pretty people live in different, like, universes, basically.
Yeah.
Where, like, if you're pretty, everybody's happy to see you. And then if you're ugly, you'd be like, what do you want? That's your whole fucking
Well, yeah,
life.
I mean, that's the other things. Like, inside of race, inside of all this stuff, we only talk about those. But then there's ugly and good-looking people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
It's a,
that's
I think
that's
it's
another
a much,
class
young.
System, too, you know.
Well, yeah. What do you think all the trans...
Then everybody falls into that.
But, like, all the trans kind of sensitivity, dude, is all based on that. Of how hot you come out at the end of your thing.
At the end of the trans thing?
Yeah, how if you pass, right? That's
how hot you are is how much we accept
that's
you.
That's what Bailey told
That's
me.
Why the only trannies that really make it fit, that should be allowed to be... I know you're not supposed to say tranny anymore.
Well, Colin, trust me, has done his own... Colin did his own ceremony on his own in his drunken years that allows him to say it. Trust us.
I would say the only one should be like Southeast Asian and Latinos. I mean, these people are born to...
You would say that.
Swap.
But then I've seen some good ones. And let me tell you about...
I said
jazz.
That's what I'm saying. What do you mean?
Said, that's the good ones. Like, it's Southeast Asians and the Latinos.
You don't think Bailey's good? Bailey J?
Oh, Bailey J is pretty good.
Oh, Bailey
you don't
J.
see a white transsexual that fucking
Bailey J
with
is
the
a good
dick
looking.
Still, with a long white.
Yeah.
Bailey J is a good looking whatever.
I could barely get down my throat. Could barely get it down my throat, but it was.
She's a handsome looking so and so.
Yeah, but see, she told me it was she got started early, I think.
That's
and she
why.
Might be intersexed. Like, some people are, like, maybe hermaphrodite kind of coming out anyway, so it's they can pull it off really well.
I want to remind people they can call into the show at 866-969-1969. Yeah. That's right.
But seriously, Colin, if you, like, because I want to know what an argument for why just saying the word nigger, not to hurt somebody's feelings, just saying it, like, that should be gone, because it seems really, like...
It seems
I feel
childish.
Fucking dumb, dude. Every time I have to, I mean, I felt dumb anyway, to be honest with you. But
people would abuse it too. People would like to abuse shit.
Yes.
People go ape shit.
What do you say instead of retarded now? Instead of that, what's the official thing?
Slow. Can't get right. Kicked in the head by God.
I don't think it's any of those things.
Numbskulls.
They in Boston, New York, just say mental. He's
oh, mental.
Mental.
Ah, that's kind of nice.
Yeah. That's pretty nice. In the old days?
It's the opposite.
You cover that in your book?
No, that's from Boston.
Oh.
Oh.
Boston's not really welcoming when it comes to difference.
Racial discussions.
Racial. How was it like in like New York back in like late 70s? Was it?
It was more open. Like people would be openly more, like I always say, it was prejudiced but not racist. Like everybody was almost on the same plane and be honest. So now, because people don't speak like that, you have a bunch of the people that are going to be in setting the tone of everything are going to be the slick talkers that never screw up,
right?
Never say the wrong thing. So it's going to be smiling assassins.
Phonies.
I hope everybody's happy. Phony ass people that write their little articles, outraged, and they're making up these weird terminologies. But meanwhile, they have the same motive as the assholes that would have done what they're complaining about, which is to wipe the smile off everybody's face.
That's so fucking true. Ah, oh, it's so true.
You know?
Yeah, that's my whole goddamn church over and over again.
What?
I keep saying that over and over.
The Jehovah's Destroy Kurt.
What church?
My dumb Jehovah's Witness church.
If anybody doesn't know.
You were a Jehovah's Witness?
Oh, yeah. Was he?
It's, we go over it
controlled
a lot.
Listen, that explains everything about him. That's why he's a 6'4" nerd who can't throw a football because he wasn't allowed because God hates football, apparently.
Well,
first of all, what kind of bullies let you be the quarterback? These weren't bullies. They were people supporting you.
That's
you
how big
in your mind. Hey,
yes, that's how. But
and make me play the best position.
That's how
and be the hero.
But that's how big of a nerd. That's how big of a nerd I am.
You know what?
I looked at it like that.
You're an ingrate. Let's go visit a. If you ask those kids today, say, I never think I did times when our star quarterback would come out and play with us.
By the way, yeah.
Instead, he's like, yeah, they'd bully me into playing quarterback.
Okay, we got Amy in Oakland. We got Amy in Oakland. Let's see what Amy has to say.
Okay.
Amy?
Hey, Amy.
Amy?
Hello, Amy. Hello.
I mean, there we go. Amy?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, hey. Amy.
Hi, guys.
How's it going tonight?
It's very well. How are you?
I can't complain. You know, just doing what I do, Amy.
Oh, okay. Let's
doing God's work.
With the sexy voice. Holy feel. Oh, my goodness. Now I'm getting all nervous because I was all excited.
I know.
To talk it to did. You guys,
yeah, Amy.
That.
What
you're
wearing, Amy?
It was.
All right, go ahead. What's your question?
No, in all seriousness, I was wanting to ask
I consider myself a person that's reasonable, but that I frequently will edit myself more carefully when I'm speaking to somebody who's black instead of white.
Well, okay. You should. You're in Oakland, for Christ's sake. You're going to get killed.
The last thing you're going to see is a Jerry curl. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Do not disappoint, Mr. Quinn. Holy crap.
Well, that probably saying holy banana peel and stuff. I mean,
yeah.
It's not going to.
Do you think I stand
like,
out?
You can't be like, hey, niggas, show? And then holy banana peel. It's not going
to. Yeah, no. Go up to a black person and say, hey, how about that Mac Dre? He's great. Oakland, they'll love that.
Yeah. Bring back two short.
I love that. California has like the whitest and blackest accents together of all time.
No, it is. It is. It's crazy. It's literally, if I go left, it is the hipster of hipsterness.
Right.
And if I go right, it's Monday morning hookers.
Oh.
So it sounds pretty nice.
I'll like, make a lot of right brunch.
No, it sounds like my whole day planned out with brunches and
hookers.
Now, Amy, yeah. Here's the question. Have you ever dated someone who wasn't the same race as you? It wasn't right.
Oh, I certainly have, and it was in Atlanta.
Oh, away from Oakland.
We know what he was.
What, gay? And did we lose you, Amy?
Amy, where are you?
No, no, no,
did your parents find out?
You
want to go in a closet and talk?
Let you guys run with it. But no, I was genuinely curious if, especially to Kurt and Colin, that do you honestly sometimes edit yourself when you're talking to your African American friends?
We call them nigger friends on the show, and we. It's a joke.
I'm Kanye,
I can say it.
So how many? We only got two black people in this studio. Does anybody here like the term African American? Maybe like in a corporation,
I like that too. Yeah,
but outside of it, do you like that? Do you prefer? Do you know what I mean?
No, because it's too touchy feely.
Just say black. But isn't it touchy feely?
It is. Because they're trying too much. Hard when they say that.
Yes, it's like saying Irish American.
I do say it in Canada every time I go to Canada because they hate it. Like, I call them African Americans.
Oh, they would hate that.
But not in America. Yeah, but not in America.
Whenever white people call me, I go like this. That's not what it is. It's this. Whitey! It's like, I don't know what to say to him. I call them a strawberry.
mother of
Toronto.
Is Amy still there?
She's asking, she asked the question, do you edit yourself in front of your black friends?
Be honest, Kurt.
I try to, but, you know, I have a problem with, I can't,
No filter?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like a thing, I'm not, like, brave or something, I have a problem. That's why I have to be real worried about, like, free speech shit, because I have no ability to, like...
But your shit don't come out of a place of evil. And
it
like...
don't matter, though, that's the thing, it's getting reduced to just not...
That is true.
Yeah.
But you can't really edit. I mean, look, first of all, I assume all my black friends feel differently than I do about a lot of shit. That's just how it is. You know what I mean? There's no way I can pretend to agree with them, and there's no way they could pretend to agree with me. That's just how it is. So why edit yourself? Because then, you know.
Yeah, be honest. People want to
get in front of your white friends and say, hey, you know, these guys are like this. It's like we're
It depends
we're
on the
Everybody
setting.
Knows we have different... We have different perspectives on everything. That's how it is.
If someone's your friend, they're your friend. So you should be able to say whatever the fuck. If it's your friend, if it's like at business or something, yeah.
And someday if it comes down to a giant apocalyptic race war and they have to cut your throat, it's done in friendship.
Yes.
We gotta do what we gotta do.
Don't take it personal.
You can drink out of my canteen any day.
What's going on in the hallway? Good God, it's just girls going by.
Oh, Hatem's here. Hatem's here.
We'll bring him in a minute. We'll bring him in a minute. Amy, thanks for the call, Amy.
Amy, thanks for the call. I hope your vagina's better from,
Yeah.
Your miscegenation.
Glorious from talking to you guys. Holy bananas.
Excellent.
Tell us about the...
Okay.
What happened?
Okay, let's go. We got another call. We got a bunch of callers. People calling in.
Okay.
Sure, they really want to get to the bottom of this.
It's a race show.
Let's go to Robert. Let's go to Robert in Alabama who said he got cut in the neck by a black person who tried to rob him. Can he say nigga? Robert!
Hey. Hey, guys. Subscribe to the podcast and glad to hear you on the station.
I appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, my first week of high school here in a suburb of Birmingham, I got my neck cut with a box cutter by a black guy because...
What you say?
Because I wouldn't give him the money out of my pocket.
Oh.
Well, your parents' money. Let's not act like you're out there fucking starting
Well, that's true.
Where you in like a city kind of area or like a
you just said a suburb of Birmingham.
Oh, I didn't hear that first part.
My high school was about 50-50 white black when I started, and then by the time I
okay, so you only got to see half your high school, huh? Because you stayed on your half.
It was about 65-35 black to white ratio by the time I graduated.
You got out just in time.
Yeah. It was the late 70s, so it was kind of a little bit of racial strife. But a friend of mine went into the bathroom, had a nosebleed, and we had been told don't go in the bathroom alone. So when he didn't come right back out, I went in to make sure he was okay. And about time we were to walk out of there, these two black guys came walking in, and one of them pulled a box cutter and
out of his afro.
Actually, the big guy made the cutter, so I wouldn't give it to him, so he flicked it over there and cut my neck just enough to bleed. And I was just wondering, I'm a musician, I have black friends, I would never use the word, you know, with any of them.
But which word is it again?
What word?
I'm sorry, we're not familiar. Which word is
it? Is it neighbor?
Yeah, neighbor. I wouldn't call
That's
him
amazing.
Neighbor.
That dude got his throat cut a little bit, and he just for the purpose of describing saying nigger, he doesn't want to say it.
He don't want to say. I don't understand.
Well, you know, I would say go ahead and shoot a few off on here, but I'm sure you already did in your life.
Yeah, like to the mirror, like with a brush, like you're singing a Mariah Carey song.
You know, actually, back in at that time in high school, I probably threw the word around pretty freely as most everybody around me did, but as I got more educated and we're around more people, you know, I realized that somebody who is a nigger is so because they act a certain way.
And right, and it's not a race thing.
They can be a white trash nigger, and I've known plenty of those down
yes,
in the South.
I've dated some.
I'll be honest with you. I'm still pissed off at you about Richard Todd. Why'd you send him over to the Jets?
How do you feel about the Confederate flag, Jake? Jacob, right?
I think Robert. I think it's horse shit. If somebody wants it on their pickup truck or on whatever, I don't care, but it shouldn't be.
The General Lee, it should
right.
be
on. It shouldn't be on a state building, but you said if they want it on their personal property, they should be able to have it.
Okay.
Being ignorant redneck, I don't care.
But how about this compromise? They take that flag down and replace it with like just a giant TV screen of Kramer at the Laugh Factory. Would that be a fair compromise? I'm just asking.
An endless loop.
I'm just asking. It's a little bit less offensive.
And Robert,
should I be able to call this one guy? Can I be granted the power for this one individual?
That's too funny. Robert, thanks for calling in, brother.
All right, man. Love the show. Thanks.
Take it easy, nigga. So yeah, we're gonna take a break in a second, I guess. And don't forget to call in 866-969-1969. Is Kyle breaking out? Yeah, Kyle's breaking out. He didn't want to stay the whole show. Yeah, he's came to drop.
I got a show opening tomorrow.
Oh, sorry.
So the book is what? The coloring book.
Coloring book.
Available now.
Yeah.
The Broadway show. The show. Wait, where is it? Downtown.
Yeah.
Yes. Where's the spot? The theater is
Cherry Lane.
I'll be there early, help with decorations.
Why the hell I'm saying Oakland, Alabama? Nobody's coming to my show. Why the fuck though?
Colin Quinn, we love you, baby. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you very much, Colin.
You show Chris Rock that he's a good for nothing nigga. Thank you, brother.
I'm leaving just before Hot Tim comes in here.
All right, so we're going to take a break. And we'll be right back. Race Wars, coming, baby. Yeah. We here now.
Race Wars. We'll be right back.
Listen, if it's time to shave your head, your back, your legs, I don't know where your hair grows, use Harry's. That's right, Harry's. It's only $15, but if you use the promo code RACEWARS, you can get it for just $10. $5 off. Use promo code RACEWARS. You get the razor, 3 blades, and your choice of Harry shave cream or foaming gel. Do it. Make yourself presentable. Girls like that.
Race Wars with Sherrod Small and Kurt Metzger is back.
Oh, baby.
All right, we back. I got a problem with you not fucking me.
All right, so, yeah. First of all, I've got to give a shout-out to Jason Pierre-Paul. What an idiot.
Jason,
the Giants defensive lineman who apparently blew off his middle finger playing with fireworks this weekend. His index finger.
Was it his football hand?
they're both his football hands. Yeah, apparently now the hyphen in his name is longer than that what's left of his finger.
Oh, come on.
The man lost his hand. I'm just keeping it 100.
And we don't even know if it was his professional hand or his jerk hand.
I mean,
God
in my house,
forbid they're the same hand.
I got to use both hands and a foot.
Work hand, play hand.
It was a good weekend for losing your fingers because a Tampa Bay player also lost two fingers. A cornerback on Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost two fingers. What are you doing with fireworks and you losing fingers? Sticking them in your ass?
No, that would blow your ass out.
Oh, okay. That's
how it works.
He's
holding him too.
I remember when I was younger. Here's an awful story, but this is a true fucking story. When I was living in Brooklyn, a young girl, and this is a girl did this too. Rhonda, I ain't going to say her last name.
Yeah.
But I was like maybe 8, 9 years old.
Right.
It was like 4th of July time. Stray cats all around Brooklyn. I grew up in Brooklyn. Stray cat running up the street. She grabs a stray cat, takes a firecracker, put it in the cat's asshole.
Yeah, I know someone who did that too.
Lights it. The cat runs under the car and all you hear is like, pop, meow. Yeah. And this is a girl. She later like joined the Marines or some shit. She was in the country.
Some fucked up kid I knew did the same shit, dude. And he was like a bad kid, and he did like that serial killer shit where you fucking blow off it. That's fucking real creepy, ain't it?
Who does that to animals?
They're called psychopaths.
She was like 13 too, 13, 14 years old.
Well, guess what? Thank God she's Sherrod,
right?
That she's probably over there right now
defending us,
shooting at our enemies like our next guest, Hatem Gaber.
Bring Hatem over here.
He's got a faux hawk.
He's a Muslim and a friend of the
show. He's an Egyptian Muslim.
Yes.
His shirt says, "Don't hate the player." The dying words of Osama bin Laden,
yes.
Basically.
And the back of it says, "Hate America."
I just bought it because it says hate.
The dying words of Osama bin Laden.
He folds the bottom of the shirt together so it just says, Jews.
Now we call... We say Hatem's Egyptian, but he's more than just Egyptian, right?
Are you? Are you like...
you were born where?
Kuwait.
Kuwait.
Mm-hmm.
Are you Kuwaiti, but are you Egyptian born in Kuwait? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It all smells like dirty oil, buddy,
don't
it? Can
you believe, by the way, that Hatem and Joe DeRosa have the same genetic background?
What?
Body-wise, DeRosa is like a pheasant. Joe DeRosa is Egyptian. Right. Did you know that, right?
Oh, is he?
He's adopted.
He's Egyptian?
Yeah, he's adopted. He's Egyptian.
Nobody claims him.
He's not Italian. He's Egyptian.
Yeah, I know he's not Italian. I knew he was adopted.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he was Egyptian.
Him and fucking Hatem.
Look at Hatem. He don't even want to claim Joe DeRosa. Look at his face. He's not one of us.
Hatem really looked at me like, I'm not accepting this.
He's not.
Take Joey into your people. Teach him about stuff, you know?
Suicide bomb him.
Yeah, come on.
He's too old to learn now.
No, he's not. You know, you say that? I just stayed with DeRosa in L.A. last week.
How old is Joe DeRosa?
Probably 37, okay?
That's 90 in Muslim.
But he's in L.A. Guess what? He's in L.A. right now wearing, like, from what I've been told, like, L.A. hats and shit.
He's all the way going to L.A. now. He's
tattoos,
an L.A. writer.
He's thriving out there. Joe lost all his weight,
yes,
by the way.
Yes.
Still has a girlish figure, but now he's like a skinny girl martini girl.
A skinny girl martini girl with still
great.
Birth and hips. He always had birth and hips and no shoulders.
And I had to fucking make myself scarce because the ladies love him out there. I'm telling you, like, you can't believe.
That's how you know that women in L.A. are suffering because Joe DeRosa is the new Telly Savalas.
I know. You know, I told Karen we have to move, and now she found out the reason why.
That's right. Because Kurt's an 8 in L.A.
They love
New York,
him.
He's a solid 4.
If they love the DeRosa gross fuck, they're going to love when I Frankenstein hammer my fucking indeterminate race pecker into them.
Don't forget to call the number 866-969-1969. Right now, we're going to ask a Muslim. That's the segment.
Oh, yeah.
If you got any questions you ever want to ask a Muslim dude and not feel racist about
right.
it?
Right. And he is a perfect Muslim to ask.
No
trust
question
me.
About green card.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's a Muslim who also loves capitalism in America.
Yeah, listen, Hatem's the one.
It's weird. It's a weird mix.
Like, yeah, like if you were in Syriana and you had to go like meet with Hezbollah, like Hatem would set it up. Like he's not like in Hezbollah.
No, he's not in it, but he has
but
a cousin.
He knows
who
the guy. You know?
I can arrange that. Yeah.
But he's still playing both sides of the thing. You find out at the end. Yeah.
That's how you survive. I have to pick a side like these animals.
Animals.
What?
How far does this go?
By the way, Tim, did you know about the... Wait, hold on. Nick, you just texted me. You should talk about the Hayseeds hiring day laborers to dress up like Jews to protest Pride. What does that mean?
What?
See that? The Pride Parade?
Oh, they paying...
So, is it on like the Sabbath or something?
No. They hired...
The Hasidics hired people to pretend like they were...
They got like...
Get on the mic.
Yeah, explain this, because it sounds... Like you're gonna make Hatem's day right now.
Oh yeah,
something that doesn't look good for Jews.
Yeah. No, the Hasids hired like Home Depot parking lot guys.
The Mexicans, the day laborers.
Pride. They wouldn't go themselves. They hired day laborers to protest, but then they made them wear the costumes.
What costumes?
The Hasidic.
Yeah, they dressed Mexicans up like Hasidic Jews to protest. Is so awesome.
That is hilarious.
It's too good. I saw it.
Are you sure this isn't it like one of them joke websites?
No. Because I saw it. I saw it myself on the street. And
where?
I thought, that's what that looks like, but that can't be reality.
Is somebody Googling this?
It has to be
I'm
a joke
to.
I'm making up in my head. And then I saw it.
Somebody please pull that up.
Yeah, it's
have
real.
To see this right now.
They hire... That's fucking... They got Shabbos Goy. Gay pride.
Oh. Yeah. See, that's one thing you agree with the Jews on, huh? Hatem?
No, never agree with the
with
Jews.
With the Hasids against
the... I love gay people.
Of course. No, you love gay person. And tell Daryl I said hi.
He loves... Sherrod,
it's his boyfriend, Daryl.
First of all, Hatem loves gay people.
True.
Secretly in his father's palace in a safe room of beyond the prying eyes of the mullahs.
Yeah, Hatem is a rich... He's trying to stay away from that. He's one of these rich Muslims, too. They rolling in it.
He doesn't have to do it. He's that kind. The kind that doesn't have to do it, right?
Yeah, here it is.
No, I have to do it.
Jewish groups hire Mexicans to
perform. Yeah, of course.
Oh, we'll get into that later.
Everybody have to do it.
Have to do what?
Like, do you do all the stuff?
What stuff?
You know, like the stuff. Like the don't eat this and do this. And, you know,
of course.
You do all of them.
Because I believe in it. I'm doing Ramadan right now.
What is that again? Is that when you can get me caught? Or is it the day after
Ramadan?
Ramadan.
By the way, it's the last 10 days of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The holiest time.
It's a whole month, right?
Don't ever invite a Muslim in the last 10 days of Ramadan.
Oh, gosh.
Across the street from Fox News. I was tempted. I was like, really?
Explain Ramadan to me.
It's a great building over there, Fox News. You stay away from those people.
Now, listen.
No.
Yeah, they're good Americans.
Seriously, I know nothing about Ramadan, and I've always wanted someone with a faux hawk to tell me. What is it? No, explain Ramadan, because I think a lot of people don't know. I've heard of it, obviously, but I don't really know. I assume all your holidays are just like, you know, like misery holidays. Like, this is the holiday of starving for 2 days.
No, Christianity.
Are they not all fasting and something?
Look at the picture, by the way. That's the Mexican day laborers dressed up as Hasidic Jews. Because they got paid to protest gay marriage?
There's
so many things involved in this fucking story.
That's hilarious. And why he's wearing a Mexican soccer shirt under?
Yes, he had a Mexican soccer, and he got glued on curly curls on the side of his head.
Wow.
That is hilarious.
Donald Trump warned us they were raping, but this is even worse.
I like Donald Trump. I think he's right.
About the Mexicans or just the ones dressed as Jews?
Here's something heated. We got a question for Hatem from Fort Worth. Ready? Here's Neil. Neil, what do you got, Neil?
Hi, Neil.
How you doing? I was from Fort Worth. I got a question for the Muslim dude.
Yes, Hatem.
The
yes.
Muslim dude?
Hold on. I can already tell this is going to be a doozy.
We do have names.
He didn't know. It's Hatem. It's like Hot Tom, but Hatem.
I'm sorry, buddy. Yeah. Ask your question.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Neil.
All right. How come it seems like I never hear any Muslim guys apologize for what their people do, you know, like after 9/11? It seems like all Muslims were secretly kind of like... happy about the whole thing.
Ooh. Okay, good question. Good question.
That's a great question.
I would say more like openly, if I remember Hatem correctly.
He did a lot of high-fiving back then.
No, I that's a great question. The reality is there was prayer hold all over the Muslim wars, and a lot of people were donated a lot of money for victims. However, the news here would not show this because it doesn't sell. It only sells the people celebrating and stuff like that.
Okay.
By the way, Lewis, who's the guy in line?
This is Neil from Fort Worth.
I was asking Lewis who the guy. I think a lot of what do you call it, Muslim people more likely, like even if you're going to say something sinister, they had a sinister motive. Most of Muslim people I met would be more likely to say 9/11 wasn't even a real thing than they would to be like happy it happened. You understand? Like,
of course, nobody was happy.
If you're going to cast aspersions on Muslims, I would cast the aspersion of their conspiracy buff more than, you know, because the people that were dancing around, they showed a couple of Palestinians somewhere. Like, that is kind of shitty how they portrayed that. And it certainly put in my head, well, we got to blow up somebody brown now. I don't care who it is. Wow. Like, that did kind of put
right
that in my
brown
head.
Face when you said that, too. That
Sherrod's brown face took me
at
right back
to
that.
At least look at Lewis. Look at Lewis when you say some evil
no,
shit sometimes.
No, you know what? His face is kinder somehow.
It is.
He's got a kinder face than yours.
Because I've been right next to you doing awful things to young girls.
It's true. And just to let you know, even though after 9/11, now every 9/11
overage
coming
girls,
on from the years, we have to make sure that we don't do anything fun. Like, if it just happened that there's 9/11 2020, there's a party or a game, we can't watch it. Because they're going to say we're celebrating.
Yo, Why are you selling t-shirts, though, Hato?
You might have saw it already, because I just posted this on my stupid Facebook, because this happened to Settler on Monday. But I was going down the stairs, and then, like, an Arab dude was behind me, right? Like,
oh,
but,
I saw that.
Yeah, but, like, no, you look nice. Like, you just look whatever. Like, he could be an actor on 24, you know?
Right.
Like, and he goes, oh, is that the way to the bathroom? Perfect English, right? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, oh, they're going to call me a terrorist when I walk by. And he sounded, like, really sad.
Right.
You know? And I did really feel bad, man. And then, you know, like, I reported him, obviously, because that's fucking suspicious.
So you see something, you got to say something.
Yeah, but why don't you get money for that? All right, go ahead. What was your thing, Neil?
Thank you. Neil just have. Thanks, Neil, for calling
speaking
in.
Speaking of, if you see something, say something, by the way. Do you know that... Do you know that it's written in all languages except Arabic?
What? See something, say something?
If you see something, good because...
Yeah, you... I mean, you got to keep your trap shut.
I mean, it's not written ever in Arabic. I mean, I can see something. And say something.
You know, that's actually a pretty amazing point because, first of all, if it is going to be an Islamic terrorist, wouldn't you want the people around who aren't terrorists that would...
who would get the heads up from
That's a very good point, actually.
Yeah, you should say something. And to who?
Listen,
I just say it to the guy next to me.
You know what's so great about the NSA? You can see something, say something, just by talking in your phone.
I think these signs are just for you to make you feel.
How do you feel about all these new white kids that's taking up terrorism now that's shipping themselves over there to the Middle East?
Is that
fighting?
Cultural appropriation for
is
you?
Is that like a white kid's taking over hip-hop? Is it the same way you see it, Hatem?
No.
Who's saying fancy? What's her name?
I see it like the new Knicks draft pick.
Who's the Eminem of terrorism?
Really matter.
Are white terrorists like your Iggy Azalea?
Yes.
Like, you're like, come on, you're not the real. Don't steal this from us, white
Or are
people.
They more Eminem? Are they Eminem or are they Iggy Azalea when it comes to taking your culture?
Just rookies. Rookies. They'll play for the next four season and then gone.
So you still look down on them?
Oh, of course. They have nothing.
Well, that Dylan Roof kid's a terrorist for sure, right? I mean, that he fits the fucking thing, doesn't he? The South Carolina guy?
I want to tell you something, guys. I think it will be a good idea. Do you know that ISIS is sending messages to girls all over the Arabic world to make them commit jihad and go to Syria? So a friend of mine received that message. So what I was thinking is, like, maybe we can do a fake profile and talk to one of the ISIS guys.
Oh. Dude, listen.
I'm not doing it for my phone. They will fucking take me, girl or not.
Okay,
they will take me. I'll be one of the wives.
That's a good idea.
But I'm serious. But we do because need... now we, you know.
Shit, we do need your phone, though. How are we going to make it work without
No,
you?
we're going to make a fake account.
All right.
I'll make it with somebody else's computer, and we can open line with ISIS and see how they can. Because I always wonder, how do you make a girl?
Get some calls.
You know, like the three English girls, 16 years old, that just
left. Just
I'll tell you how.
Are they dead now?
No, they're wives. They go there to become wives.
And they really getting some winners down there, huh?
Seriously.
Some real winners.
I mean, whatever the pickup line is.
A bunch of Brad Pitts down there waiting on
them,
huh?
Seriously. Dude, I want to know that.
Listen, there's women for everyone.
Yeah,
you
for
know,
stinky dicks. It's just stinky really, dick waiting for you down there. Stinky, anti-American. I don't like it.
To leave England and go to Syria in the middle of the war to marry someone and be his wife. I mean, what do you have to say? You know how many times in Facebook I try to go out with somebody? Doesn't work. Like, how'd you make a girl from England to Syria?
You know, I'll tell you how. All they gotta do is be disillusioned with whatever their thing they're at, right? Like how I had to be a Jehovah's Witness was my mom didn't like being a Catholic, and whatever happened to her traumatized her. So she's like, I want. And so she found another, but she still had that need for something.
Speaking of church, Lady Tucker in Wisconsin has a question for Hotsum. Lady Tucker, Lady Trucker. Are you there?
Is it Trucker or Tucker?
It's Trucker.
Oh,
I'm gonna push this fucking button. I think the phone in my limo is busted because I'm pushing the thing.
What thing?
The mouse.
Don't push anything while I'm here. They're gonna say I did it.
Everyone, Hatem is not allowed near any buttons while he's here.
See, it wasn't me. Thank you, sir. You're a good man. Okay, here we go. Lady Trucker coming in from Wisconsin.
Hey, how come moths don't have chairs in them?
How come what?
Moths don't have chairs, like chairs to sit down.
Oh, good.
There are chairs for elderly people, but the whole prey is, you know, standing and sitting down, so... most of them will be sitting down. The only chairs will be allowed for elder people or sick people.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, is that just to keep the people in your religion from getting too fat so they can be able to stand up and down in the mosque then?
It's like a workout?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, if you... you will know from Wisconsin how not to be fed. But.
Hey, diabetes kills a lot more churches than mosques. We'll put it that way. You know what the problem is? What? You're not doing enough jumping jacks at Christian church.
Yeah, the whole religion in the heart is not about standing up and sitting down. But yeah, you can look at it that way.
She was wondering. She was wondering why y'all don't have pews, like fucking.
I mean, a lot of my Christian friends, they do that. They call it the Ramadan diet. It's not a diet. It's a part of the religion. But the way they like the way we eat.
Oh, so they call it the Ramadan diet.
Yeah, and they lose a lot of.
No, you got a lot of soccer physique kind of fucking people, you know, from a nice chopped salad of onions and tomatoes.
I guess feta cheese is the best cheese you can eat, huh?
Anthony Bourdain swears. You can have an Anthony Bourdain body if you want.
Thank you, Lady Trucker.
Thank you.
We got another call about some nightlife. Then Hatem definitely know about Muslim life and nightlife.
Oh
my how does
God.
That mix?
Think of
they
how
get
much
down with
these,
the same stuff we get down
how
with.
How much they hate Jews is how they love disco.
Mark in Houston. What's your question?
My question is, every time I go to a club, I love Persian girls, but all of the guys are decked out in Armani Exchange. What's the deal with this?
Wow.
And that was a buzzword that Hatem recognized right away. Armani Exchange. You fucking woke up in that fucking building today.
I love that. Yeah, it's true. It's
but Hatem's not Persian, right? What are
you
technically?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I'm with you in that. I hate Persian people.
Whoa!
Do you know
why,
the old...
Why, are you Persian now?
Hold
Whoa,
on.
I got Persian Hatem. Friends. His name is Patum.
His name is Rez, the other fucking bartender.
Dude, oh, Rez.
Do you know this saying? It's an Arab saying about God should not have made three things, Jews, flies, and Persians. No. That's like an Man. Old saying. Did you know
who
that?
Said, old saying from who are you?
Arabs. Which, by the way, that's not a good statement. First of all, let's say, okay, I'll give you, you don't like Jews, fine, but flies you absolutely need. They're part of the life cycle.
I mean, we do.
I would argue Jews are part of the life cycle in a big way. But if you don't want to accept Jews, I'll just go on the fly thing with me, you know? And as far as Persians go, you know.
How does Mark, though, help Mark out? How does Mark in Houston get a Persian girl when he's not in Armani Exchange or in some ridiculous car with a ridiculous golden house?
Have you tried Molly?
There you go. A whole bunch of Molly.
Yeah. Have you tried you know what, dude? I would say get some really nice shoes. They probably look at your shoes first.
Yeah, they probably look at your shoes.
Like how Russians do.
How much money
the only
you have.
Thing is, like, Persian girls want to be discreet. They don't want anybody to see them.
Right.
Yeah, but then you go take them home right away. But I mean, like, you just have to be discreet. And yeah, I would suggest Molly too. Yeah, that's a good idea. It worked for me.
But consensually. Don't, you know.
Yeah, don't Bill Cosby.
Don't play Dr. Cosby with
allegedly. It. And it's not alleged now. He said he did it, right?
No, well, okay.
30 years later.
I don't think he came out. I think it got leaked.
Yeah, why would a rapist say it the night of? Why would a rapist bring it up the night of? Like, you know what I did tonight?
No, this is from 2005, and so something got leaked.
It's a deposition.
Where he said, yes, I did get Quaaludes. Which, by the way, Quaaludes, I wish I could try Quaaludes. I mean,
not
to do with this, but Wolf of Wall Street I watched again, and they look pretty fun, man. And supposedly, nothing feels like a Quaalude but a Quaalude.
That's what, stop it. You can find stuff to still make you feel like a Quaalude.
No, man.
A couple mix. You mix a couple things. You take two Vikings.
You know, I asked Dr. Cosby to lay on top of me as I slept, and it wasn't the same.
It wasn't the same?
You just smothered yourself. I'm sure it was not as good.
Smothered in that sweater.
But he admitted that he was giving. But he didn't say.
What was he giving?
He did it without their knowledge.
He didn't say he did it without their knowledge. He said he gave them to him.
It still is. He's a guy that was like, every time I fuck, why don't you have a Quaalude or a Benadryl?
Who gives Benadryl? First of all, Benadryl's not strong enough to knock you out to have sex.
Karen takes it for
I take
sleeping.
Benadryl too, but
not for sex.
It don't knock me out. But it is fun to masturbate on him.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
It's really? A good
pull. No, NyQuil is the best.
NyQuil's good too. Yeah. That's not. Are you serious? Everybody has their advantages.
Yeah.
It just everybody doesn't has knock advantage. You out. You just don't fall asleep.
NyQuil is like something.
I learned by mistake, Kurt.
How do you not fall asleep?
I learned by mistake. I take sleep aids or something, and then I go like this. Ah, I should get a pull before I go to sleep, though. Ah, yeah. And then I'm like drowsy and jerking, and goddammit.
You know what that leads
that's
to?
That's what
for
America's
me?
About.
That leads to me waking up with my girlfriend roommate standing above me, asking me to put my penis back under the covers because I fell asleep that way.
Well, that's just rude of her to come in there, pull you out of your slumber for some silly penis talk.
No, I sleep on the couch because I snore.
Yeah, you do snore. I kept you alive in my apartment many a time, nigga.
Yeah. I'm probably dying.
When I don't hear the snore, I go like this. Kurt's dead.
Yeah.
And then you go like, I'm like, all right, yeah, nigga, all right. Yeah, that nigga, all
right. Yeah. I thought the Three Stooges was like an exaggeration of snoring, but it's pretty much how it works.
Let's see Mark. Let's see Mark in New York. He got a good question for Hatem.
What's the question,
Hatem? Hatem's trying to bounce around all his Muslim stuff. Go ahead, Mark from New York.
Hey, how's it going? Huge fan, Shrat.
Thank you.
I'm a little curious. There seems to be a little bit of a love fest going on with, like, the presentation of Muslims. I did 23 years in the military, fought overseas, been all over the Middle East. And I understand that it certainly isn't the entire religion that is against the West.
Right.
But my opinion is, and my educated opinion is, that the definition of moderate, like what a moderate Catholic is versus a moderate Muslim, I think a moderate Muslim is far more extreme in their ideology.
Oh,
what's your name, dude? What's
this is
name?
Mark. Mark from New York.
Oh, Mark.
And thank you for your
it's
service,
not Mark,
too, Mark.
It's actually Max, and I said it.
Max.
Oh, it said Mark on the screen.
Oh, hey, Max. So yeah, all right, yeah. First of all, thanks for your service. Are you any religion? Like, are you Christian or anything?
I'm a fucking straight up crusader, my friend. No.
I like this son of a bitch. I like
Max,
him.
You're a Templar Knight now. Why?
Salam aleikum, bitches.
Are you any religion or are you atheist or what are you?
No, I'm a Roman Catholic. I'm kind of a
moderate, would you say?
Shitty one and getting better.
Okay, so this is the point, because I had Hatem on before talking about this, because I used to be a Jehovah's Witness, right? Which you can't be. First of all, this whole idea. I'm not going to speak for Hatem's, you know, goofy wrong thing, but for mine, you can't be moderate and be in the religion is how I was brought up. Okay?
Right.
And Christ literally said, I want you to be hot or cold to me. If you're lukewarm, I spit you out. So there's none of these books wants I want moderates, and I'm glad that you are moderate, but none of these religions wants a fucking moderate, okay?
True.
So we have to say that, and we should, because it's the propaganda we got to fucking do, but there's no such thing as that moderate anything. So the bottom line is the fundamentalists are always the ones closest to the source material, and the reality is civilized people have to go, yeah, we believe it, but we kind of know it's not. And unfortunately, it's going to be people that aren't going to do that.
Right.
And right now, there's a ton of them in the Muslim world for a lot of outside reasons. But I do agree with you that there's no, like, turn the other cheek as far as I know. I might have asked you that, Hatem. Mm. The thing of where you're supposed to love your enemies, I don't know if that's in Islam.
Of course.
Like, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, revenge is, you're supposed to not take revenge?
Yeah, I mean, even the thing is, like, first, let me tell Mark one thing, you know.
Max.
Yeah, it's Max. It's all right.
Don't give me another reason to hate you. I'm just kidding.
No, Max.
This son of a bitch is amazing.
He had scriptures on those bullets.
Yeah, thank you for your services, first of all. But then the other thing is, like, the Muslim that you met and you based your opinion on, you met in a war zone. I don't assume they were very friendly.
That's
if you met Muslim in, say, Egypt or Lebanon while you're vacationing, I'm sure your take will be a little different.
I lived in Egypt for a year and a half. I mean, I'm not.
Was it the spring awakening in Egypt? Or was
Max, can I ask you? When did you live there? And then how did you find Egypt to be? I want to know
awakening.
That. Because I've never been there.
I was there in the mid-90s, so 95.
Oh, perfect. Good time. Yeah.
Yeah, it was 95. So it was great. It was very westernized, beautiful girls. People were great and friendly. There was an older echelon of people that kind of, like, looked at you as I walked down the street as a pretty Caucasian American. I mean, I got perfect white teeth, pretty fit guy.
Get like, off your own dick, nigga.
You got like God's teeth are white.
That's what I'm saying. Like in Egypt, I'm Egyptian, for example. Like I'm sure they would love you there, and you felt the same. And the people you struggle against as Muslim, we also struggle against because they're very extremist, you know. But, you know, the people that you met in the war, unfortunately, I'm sure they weren't very...
Max, let me ask you this. Both...
Terrorists tend to sub-10 towards violence. That's true. But my...
what branch were you in?
I love the insight. It's Chukan.
Thank you, Alpha. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Max, what branch of the military? Just
yeah, what branch of the military, Max? Were you one of those guys who set that road? Were you the guy who set that roadside bomb in American Sniper? An American Sniper.
I don't watch the war movies.
And I saw a white dude with pretty teeth. I thought it was you.
Yeah, no. I was a Green Beret, to be honest with you. Yeah, I was an Army Special Forces.
Oh, Green Beret.
No shit.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So where were you exactly doing that? And I mean, were you in combat, like live combat, doing like, you know, those kind of
Yeah.
Wow.
How many you take out, man?
Well, yeah.
It's not like that, dude. You're black, so you don't play golf, but if you
And that was good. It was kind of old, but go ahead.
I know, it's not even true either because the greatest golfers, but
here's the bet. But you must be black too because you don't play golf.
I'm a terrible golfer. But
exactly.
It's more like, was that my golf ball? Like, in what I've been involved in. Like, I didn't have the Bin Laden moment where it was like, America, motherfucker. It was like, literally, like, what just happened? Who's, you know, you kind of try to piece together the story as
right.
It's playing out, which you never really know. And it's probably kind of better. You know, it's sort of like, you do what you're trained to do. You do the best you can. And you try not to make it sort of a personal effort. You know, it's a team-like environment, but it doesn't need to be a team sport.
Max, I didn't. You might have said, and I didn't hear it, but where were you fighting exactly?
It's been all over. I mean, the combat, it was Afghanistan.
Oh, okay. And yeah, that's not, because are they, like, they're not Arabs, right? It's Pashtuns? Like, yeah. Who are the people there?
They Afghani.
Afghani.
But there's three distinct groups.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And the ones that I worked with most closely, I liked a great deal, and they were Hazar.
Hazar? Is that what he said?
Yeah, Hazar.
Oh, Hazar.
If you read The Kite Runner, which is a great book.
Yeah.
So the really proud servant kid, he was of the Hazar people. We worked with them, and they were great, you know. And it's hard to explain because in the United States, we're such... I know they think we're like a, you know, different cultures or whatever. We're really pretty holistic. Like, we're fairly... equal across the board, whereas where I was in Afghanistan, you know, they're not looking at like, hey, we are Afghani. They're looking at, you know, village areas and tribal areas and
right.
They draw their identity.
Right.
You know, yeah. So if you look at like the eastern border where I was, you say Afghanistan or you say Pakistan to them, they're going to look at you like you're a fool because there's 40, you know, miles or 80 kilometers of sort of no man's land where they don't take resources from either.
Yeah, those people really need a railroad.
They do need a railroad.
To bring them together.
They'd be really happy to build it for them to strip their land of any precious metals that they can get their hands on.
And pussy. Don't leave the pussy out.
By pussy, do you mean boy ass?
Oh, yeah. What's the deal with that over there, too? Because you was based over there. Did you see any of, like, the Afghan soldiers bringing young boys on American bases,
you know,
having
they,
sex
well,
with them?
We wouldn't tolerate it on, like, an American base where I was. Our bases were so small. But you do see amongst the people, but I don't want to oversell it.
Okay, it was like a small thing. It was just Fred and him. It wasn't a whole, all the movie.
It's just a special time you'll always enjoy.
You know, Fred and his boys get down.
But you do see this, you know, you'll see sort of young children in the, like, really dressed effeminately and sort of, you know, keeping company, and it's fucking sickening.
That's how we like to dress.
Oh, my God. No, but if they dress and switching it up, Hotum, you know what's going on.
But that's, isn't that like an old, like, Alexander the Great thing? Like, that's like that old of a thing there, right? Isn't that like...
It goes back way back.
Yeah, it's the whole, this area they love, you know.
Egypt is not a boy-fucking country to that degree, right?
Once you cross the Red Sea, it's kind of like the poor.
Kurt, it goes back way back in history, back to Jared Fogle when it comes to boys. Sandwiches and boy butt. Ah, the stories.
Max is a cool dude. I like him.
Max, do you have any more questions, dude?
You're really great, Max. I'm glad you called in, man. You had a lot of information.
And
dragging the show down.
No, thanks for your service, man. We appreciate it.
And to answer the question from before of the guy, how to pick up girls, hang out with Max.
Hang out with Max. He'll get some.
Special forces, just a couple of stories.
Yeah. Jesus.
You know, I want to sleep with you right now.
Motherfucker got camouflage condoms. Camouflage condoms, this son of a bitch.
Do you have any other callers?
We got more callers. We got some Jehovah caller for you. This for Robin from Miami.
Hey, Robin.
Reuben.
Reuben.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? Congratulations on your show tonight.
Thanks, Ru.
Thanks. We got four right now, so you got to really listen to it.
That's right. We ain't going nowhere. Once we in the building, good luck getting us out, Whitey.
True.
I live in this building.
I take you as a hostage. They'll be fine with it.
Reuben, what are you talking? Were you a Jehovah?
No, I'm not Jehovah. They've been coming around a lot, I guess because of summertime and on vacation or whatever, or kids on vacation from school.
Right. That's because the end's coming. No, they've been coming around a lot because the end of the world's coming. Reuben, you better answer that door. If you want to be saved. All right, go ahead.
Basically, I don't mean to sit there and talk to them for an hour, but I usually do. It always starts out, of course, they knock, and I say, look, I'm not interested. Oh, then what do you believe in? I said, okay, fine, here we go. So then it turns into an hour conversation.
Right.
Well, what do you believe in? What's your religion? Do you
What's
have
your
anything?
Religion, Reuben?
I don't have religion. I'm basically atheist. My wife, she's into her thing, but we really don't discuss religion or anything like that.
You're basically atheist, but if you like about to be in a car crash, you'd be like this, oh, God.
Yeah, like that's how I
that kind of dude.
Here's what I do, Reuben.
I have no religion, no faith. I'm into the science. I really like the science aspect of it.
So Bill Nye's your leader. Bill Nye, the science guy. He's your salvation.
Yeah. So then, I want to know if there's a knockout punch that I could give to them, or is it just a waste of time?
Well, first of all, there's not a
thing. You could say, hey, get in here and fuck. I'm sure they'll run off.
let me tell you something. You're talking to somebody
that's your house.
They're coming to your house because number one, they think that if there's any interest at all, God kind of might. I'm not sure if God already decided if you're going to get into it or not, but it's their job to warn everyone. So if you show any interest at all, it's their job to come and keep talking to you on the off chance you might want to become a Jehovah's Witness until you go, I don't want you to come anymore. As far as changing their mind, you're not going to do that because they have the one true religion from God as it was laid down by him himself in an unbroken chain. I mean, I don't even know what you would say to that.
He walked it off the end of his driveway. He just walked it and parked it right there. Like old newspapers.
Yeah, he tossed the keys to Jehovah's... He tossed the Batmobile in the Batcave to us and said, now it's you continue the adventure. So, you know, I don't know how you talk. That's why I always say, when Bill Nye does his fucking evolution debates with a creationist. And, they always, dude, if I debate somebody, the first mistake is bringing evidence. What are you doing? You're just going to slow the whole thing down trying to bring scientific evidence to that.
Yeah, because they never going to buy into it.
They don't give a fuck. They have their own made-up science.
If
they understood science, they wouldn't believe what they believe in the first place. So that's not how you win.
Yeah.
What it is the little doubts that they have. That's how I got out. There was just little things that didn't add up to me that I had to swallow because I had a humility to God. I got to swallow this thing that's salty and bitter. I don't know where I'm going with this, but
you know the bullshit that they was pitching.
So there's a certain point where literally what takes you out of it is not any good quality. It's my shitty qualities of I couldn't do what I was supposed to ever. Do you know what I mean? So okay. I didn't make a leap of strength. I just failed out of what I was supposed to do, luckily, and I don't have to do it now. So I don't know what you can do other than say I'm not interested if you don't want to talk to him.
Blow weed smoke in their face when they come to your door.
Yeah.
It's your house.
I mean,
open the door with your dick swinging. You'll get the hint.
I mean, you don't have to get to that.
Get to it. Get to it. Just lock your door, Rube.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. It is kind of fun, because...
Well, I like talking about that shit, dude. So I get why you would do it, because sometimes I don't want to just mutter it to myself like I normally would. And here's fucking nicely dressed people that'll just sit there fucking,
Sometimes I just talk to them. I let them talk to me about half hour, 45 minutes. And I look right into their eyes. I go like this. Is this a date?
They're fucking sweating and they're fucking wiping the fucking sweat off their head. And
are we fucking?
They didn't come to my house. Who fucking bitch outside? Fuck that shit.
Some people are really good. Some people get good at it the way people get good at Amway or you know, flipping houses, and they're good at knocking on doors and doing it. But I just didn't. I just always hated having to make conversation starters, and like I was knocking on doors before I really understood how to even have a conversation with someone. So you shouldn't. They should. I shouldn't even been out there at like 14. That's ridiculous. That's a thing that someone who understands how to talk to another adult should be doing, not a child.
But you were 6'4 and 19.
Now, in fairness to them, I was 6'8 and I had the mind of a...
You like this Jehovah?
This was 2 weeks ago, so it's not all on them.
It's like, why is Bam Bam at my fucking door teaching me about relationships?
You all want to live in world like this now, good.
By the time we're done, there's like fucking 3 or 4 cars waiting for them.
You can put many soft things in garden times.
Thanks, Rube.
See, I don't know anything about that. About
what? When we will one day play volleyball with dolphins in a paradise on earth?
Oh, here's a great question.
While a bear makes you sandwiches?
It's kind of Star Wars-ish.
It's just a happy ending. And we all live happily ever after.
Kind of the way you describe it.
Craig from Tennessee, you got a question for Hotem. I think this is a wonderful question. Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, I've got a question at the... It seems a lot of times you go into public rest areas and stuff, and you see a lot of the Muslim race in there. What's the deal with the washing of the feet, washing of the head, and washing every which thing but their asses in the sinks? I mean, what's the deal with that? I just want to get that clarified.
That's, first of all, an amazing question. That is such... I'm so happy we have a call-in show now, dude. Like, first of all, the Muslim race, I'm glad you put it that way. Okay? I'm sick of people letting them off the hook like it's not a race. Okay? And secondly, this is something I've been thinking for a while. Why would I wash my head and my feet all the time in a sink? It's just going to get dirty again. So, do you have something to answer for, Hotem?
Well, they make showers and they like.
We call it a Puerto Rican shower in New York.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even question like the best thing
it's
about
a Puerto
them.
Puerto Rican shower.
It's like I wouldn't quite like. Why are you washing all the time? That's listen. Don't change that part. I'm into that.
I mean, that shouldn't be a problem, you know.
I wish we had a bidet in America as a thing.
Well, do you?
That water fountain for your asshole?
Yeah, why would you want that shit?
Because I need my asshole clean or I can't get through my job.
It's such a great feeling. Especially when you have a fight with your girlfriend or something.
Yeah, it's a good feeling, but next thing you know, I'm going to be jerking off over the bidet. I need that in my life. Fucking splashing and splashing.
Dude, you don't worry about it, like just your asshole. Like, can you just do some dry wipes and go about your day and be okay? Who's on the phone again?
That's Craig from Tennessee.
Craig?
Yeah, no, man.
You have a dry wipe?
I got to take care of business. I go to some place where I ain't going to be in the public area, but you go to the public rest areas.
Oh, you said they do it in
no,
a public
listen,
restroom.
There's certain people yeah.
You want to wash your hands before you go in to eat at Twendy's.
Yeah.
Sit in and eat someplace, and you got some fella sitting out there.
With his nutsack up on a...
Major path right in the public restroom.
Oh, we've met before. That was great. Oh. Good to hear from you again.
He's got 8 feet in the sink, you know, sitting there with his damn sandals off. I mean, hey, you know, everybody else got to use the same place in a certain...
How many times? Well, this couldn't have happened more. It couldn't have happened more than 2-3 times in your life?
Would you think that maybe that was an individual act? Did you try to ask them?
Yeah, I've never seen that.
I mean,
happen.
If you saw the amount of Axe body spray on Hotem right now, you would not even.
I mean,
he's more of a Guido.
I mean,
not
I'm washing my feet right now. I mean, they have so many bottles of water in front of me. I'm tempted. I want to do it. I have to do it.
That would be a good idea to just use the bottles of waters and then go outside and take wash your feet out there. But it happens on pretty much.
That's a good question.
I will discuss it in the meeting next Wednesday.
He thinks there'll be a meeting, but we'll have the feds on that shit before.
So the
problem's going to get solved one way or another.
Yeah.
I want you to know.
That's a good question, though.
Were they working there or they were just.
Were they working at this place with a public restroom or?
No, I'm a driver.
You were just on a highway type of thing?
The trucking industry. And there's going to be, the Muslim races out here. And I don't have a problem with it. It is what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some people make
and
mistakes.
And what it is, is a race.
Yeah, it is what it is.
But it's better to see them washing than not washing, right? And that goes for anybody. I don't care if you're doing it in a sink or a fucking soda top.
I understand, the danger of getting that near the wires, you know, for their for their vest, but... You know, let him go to his reward clean, is what I say.
All the truck stops offer a shower. That's where most of your drivers get showered.
Oh, yeah, so why not use the shower and not the sink?
Hey, how...
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's a great answer. You go
if you were standing right next to a sink...
Take the
and a shower right next to you. I mean, but unless said, the shower is a mess.
Public, he said it's a public bathroom.
Yeah, so. But it's like for the truck drivers, they have like these bathrooms with showers on it, so you can take a shower on it. But it is, so it might be kind of.
And why are you spending that many time in the bathroom?
Well, you know, I,
man, watching, no, listen, man, people. I understand what you're saying about because some people cannot public shit. Okay,
so I can only imagine.
I can, but I can. So this is what I want to know, Craig. Would you consider Scientology as religion if it made it? Well, I don't know if you can control when you shit, but if going clear made it so you shit only when you want to, you know, not when it's being dictated to you by your insides.
That's how I usually shit. My body don't be like, hey, stop everything, go shit now. And
oh, is that not normal?
That.
Should I not?
Yeah, that means you need to start moving your bowels like regularly.
No, that's the problem.
You're like, I've never out of the way. Shit's coming.
Yeah, when he goes, I'm not using a public restroom. Like, I've never just had the option of like, oh yeah, I could just not shit right now. If I gotta go, like, it's gonna be
no.
Public.
A lot of times I say, hey, I gotta take a shit, but I don't take a shit because I'm like, I'm not shitting in a public restroom. I gotta
wait
till
I'm
home.
What? And when I'm done, and that's the worst part is that I'm trying to figure out how to clean my ass because I wash my ass like a Muslim when I'm done.
Oh yeah, I got wet wipes on my asshole when I wipe.
Like a member of the Muslim race.
See? It just tells me that you took so many filthy dumps at Comedy Central and it makes me happy.
Oh yeah, I did do that. I did bring that up.
That makes me so happy.
We had more callers?
Yeah, we got more callers. Thanks, Craig. Really appreciate it, man. Let me get to I'm going to get to John from Georgia because John's been holding on. John, you there?
Hey, man, I'm here.
What do you want to say, John? Thanks for calling in, brother.
First of all, I want to tell you congratulations for your first show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
You and your crew are kicking ace.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks very much.
God damn it, Johnny.
I just wanted to say that your buildup on Opie and Jim has really helped the network.
Thank you, sir.
And
oh, this is the president
I've
of Sirius XM.
I've got a couple of questions and a couple of comments if you'd like.
Okay, let's hear it.
Now that you buttered me up.
I understand you have a friend of the Muslim community in the studio tonight.
Not just a friend, but a family member.
I'm sorry. I believe the correct word is persuasion.
That's right.
He's of the Muslim persuasion.
Official spokesperson.
Yes.
Let's just say they're in the same cell.
Yes.
All right, I'm a 57-year-old white male.
Okay.
The people I grew up with were Guru from Fantastic Voyage.
Okay, yeah.
Abu from The Simpsons.
Okay.
Haji from Johnny Quest.
So that's
they were all real nice people.
Right? I know.
So that was your exposure to Muslims.
Yes.
The Johnny Quest.
Not, you know what? Not a terrorist in the law.
Not a terrorist amongst them. So how come we lost our what we thought how Muslims are? Like, we think all Muslims are terrorists.
I know
now.
Some of them defend little ginger haired orphans, and some of them are, you know, protecting Johnny.
Yeah.
On his Quinjet. That's a good point. Where did we? What happened?
What happened to us?
To the good. Well, to Hatem's people. Where's the Johnny Quest, or as I always say, you look like that guy that guarded the mummy in The Mummy.
Yeah, I mean, we only
why? Who is parts. Watching The Mummies while you're
thank
here?
Thank you, sir. That was such a great phone call.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and, no, I like the fun. I like
and,
the question.
And Dad, that's a great accent. Good job.
That's back when we used to see Muslims as, like, you know, friendly.
Dude, but you know what's funny? I really get, because I love, like I say, by all means, criticize Islam nonstop. But then they'll be like, I don't have this, like, perilous fear of, like, they're building a mosque. So, like, I don't understand that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, do you
but
wanna...
that's a common, like, fear that you hear in the South. I'm like, they're going to build a mosque. Like, you could build a mosque. And also, I don't give a shit if you wear your fucking headscarf. I don't get why they have that in France. That's a lot. Like, it's not helping. Just let people wear their dumb hats they need.
Yeah, why?
But you want to know what happened?
Okay,
you know,
tell us.
You want to know why? Can we get like some sad music?
Tell us.
Can we get some? Sad
oh wait, let me guess. Yeah. Klezmer music.
Klezmer.
Like, really, like something really sad. guys, I'm sorry to turn this very serious.
No, go for it.
Do we have sad music?
Muslim it up.
Yes.
Gerard, am I still on?
Yes. Yeah, you still on, John? Yes. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it, man.
Dad, stay.
I just want to say, all right. Thanks for that. One thing about the Confederate flag.
Yes, sir.
I'm from Georgia.
Yep.
I grew up with it.
Yeah.
Hell, never flew one. Didn't care anything about it until they put one on the Dukes of Hazzard's car.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I had one.
Dude, that's the exact time that I was first aware of the flag.
Yeah, I never saw that even, but I'm not under there, down under it.
Listen, I'm for it on the Dukes of Hazzard car and just not on a government building just
agreed.
Because of it.
Agreed.
So, like, there's a simple decision here.
Which unless Bo Duke wins Senate.
Like, it's the bizarre thing is,
legislature or something.
Well, it shouldn't. They're taking it off the General Lee.
That's dumb.
And leaving it up at the Capitol building. It's backwards.
The only person taking it off the General Lee, first of all, is Bubba Watson, who's a golfer who owns it. It's not like the show's not on anymore, so they're not taking it off like some car somewhere.
But see, taking it down from the Capitol, I feel nothing. Taking it off that car, I feel is like a desecration of a fucking historic icon.
I agree.
I think it should stay. Like,
but that's Bubba Watson's car, so he can do whatever he wants to it.
But listen, if you grew up or whatever in the 80s and you're black too, and I imagine you probably saw Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, of course.
Like, we all...
We know
like,
Bo and Luke. We all jerked off the Cousin Daisy.
I remember we all...
Cooter need a bath. Yeah. We all thought Bolt's Hog sell
but
drugs.
I remember we all played with that shit when I was in
I had
I was
the racing set.
School.
I had the car with the figures that actually you put in there with the bending
they
knees.
They go through the window.
Yes.
And why did it start now all of a sudden?
Because that kid shot that charge up.
No, I know, but not why now?
It's been going on.
And
but
we also saw the incident this week where somebody, it was a picture on social media that got real hot that some black driver took the Confederate
was dragging
flag
it?
Off the, he took it off the truck. Like a truck was parked in front of him on the highway. He got out the car, walked up, and this is in traffic.
Is anybody listening?
I'm not for destroying anybody's property. If it's somebody else's property, even if you like it or not, leave it the fuck alone.
No, wait. I thought it was like, was the guy, because I didn't understand this story. Was it that the guy was tearing it down because the person was desecrating a Confederate flag?
No, the guy was tearing it down because a truck driver just happened to have it on the back of his truck driving.
Don't be that.
Crazy. And somebody got in his car and took it off of the truck
driver. Take
driver's
it off the Capitol. I don't give a shit in your private life what you have.
Yeah, you can have fucking swastikas on your clit. Who cares? That was a good album, too, by the way.
Oh, wait. Buddy. What are you saying?
You know, since this thing happened in South Carolina, there are a lot more Confederate flags in my neighborhood, which is a predominantly white neighborhood around Georgia. I thought we were upscale and we didn't do things like that. But apparently they do, and they got them all in their windows now.
Well, can I ask you something?
And I'm sorry that they do that. Because I never thought anything about it, but, you know, do what you got to do if you think it's your way of life.
Hey,
like
but
the Muslims and whatever.
Can I ask you something, dude? Did they put up, did they put them up, like, just because they heard about the shooting? Or did they put them up because they heard someone wanted to take the Confederate
flag
down?
That's
why.
I don't know.
Because if it's the second one, that's not as bad as if it's the first thing.
Up in window fronts of apartment buildings.
It's kind of like after 9/11 when you saw American flags everywhere. So after this church shooting, you see racists everywhere.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's for that, then that's like crazy fucked up. But if it's like we're taking the flag down, you're like, well, I want to keep the flag. That's not as bad to me as that.
I get that. Like if you want to just have your freedom of speech, like you can hang it from your house and you just celebrate in the culture of it and the history of it. All right, that's your shit.
May I say something on that?
Go ahead, buddy.
They put them on the inside of the window so where nobody could tear them down.
Tear them down.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Everybody wins.
But that's all right, because I'm going to get in that house.
They're trying to show their stuff.
I'm going
to
get in that fucking
house. So is it a good business to sell flags over there now?
To
make some money.
I don't know. I don't do any of that stuff.
Okay.
Let's try to get one more call before.
Well, thank you. Thank you, John. We really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thanks for the call, man.
Love it.
John's a good dude, man. We're going to try to get one more. We only got 3 minutes left. This is fucking show flew by.
I know. I didn't think it would go so
fast. Craig is an idiot. Somebody said Craig is an idiot. Let's see what that dude said. What's up, Mike? Mike from Wyoming.
I hear you, man. Well, I'm a trucker as well.
Okay.
And the thing about it is Muslims or Muslims or whatever always watch.
Muslims. That's like a moose that prays five times a day.
Muslims, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's full of shit, man. I've been doing this for 20 years, man. Every trucker is about the same. We try to keep our ass clean and whatnot on the road, but you know, I don't see them washing in the rest areas and shit in the sink. That's just stupid.
You think he's just talking shit?
I think maybe he saw one. Maybe he was attracted to him or something. I don't know.
Thank you, sir.
It stirred up something.
Hold on. Did we just talk to Seabass from Dumb and Dumber? Is that what just happened?
I don't know.
First Lloyd Christmas kills a church in South Carolina, then Seabass calls him.
Thank you, sir.
There's a lot of other trucker stereotypes that we can. I mean, I could go down the list. They're a lot worse than maybe somebody washing their ass once in a while.
Right.
I mean, it's actually an epidemic out here. A lot of guys don't clean very often, and it's kind of gross.
Oh, we got to get the next show. We got to get truckers to call in about some of the grossest shit they've seen on the road.
That'd be awesome. I didn't realize we had this open.
And
to us.
I will report next time live from the bathrooms.
Mike, thanks for calling in, man. We got one more minute. We got to end it up. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, brother.
So, yeah, that's the first show. Kurt, how you feel about it?
Good, man. It's fun. You know, it flew by, and so it's probably good we have Chris separately than Colin anyway.
Yeah, I think so. They're separated. I just tried to do big on the first day.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You did.
Chrissy's lost. It's Chris Rock's loss. He'll be here now. He'll be here soon, though. But it was a great show. Got to thank Colin Quinn for coming in.
Yeah, thank you. What's his thing called again? His coloring book?
His coloring book is his book. But
what's
he has
the
play
book?
Downstairs. I mean, downstairs. He had the play downtown.
What's the name of it?
The play?
Yeah.
You Should Know.
Why? I didn't put Colin.
what's Colin's play comes called? Out.
The History of New York.
Oh, The History of New York. Okay.
You
so
are
check
the
out
worst.
It's in the Sheridan Theater.
We'd like to thank you. Hotum, thanks for coming out. What theater is it in?
Hold on.
Colin's?
Yeah.
Cherry Lane Theater.
Cherry Lane Theater. Colin Quinn, make sure you go check out the play.
I want to promote because I'm at Stress Factory, New Brunswick, New Jersey,
yes.
July 23rd through the 25th. And Little Nick Mullins is the feature act.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. So that's next week for Race Wars. Thanks for checking us out. We'll be back next week. We're going to keep it hot, niggas.
Yeah, podcast up tomorrow. Bye.
Peace.
Race Wars has come to a close. If you missed any of it or want to hear it all over again, listen on demand at SiriusXM.com/player. Follow the guys on Twitter @Sherrod_Small and @KurtMetzger.